Good morning, all. Well, it's morning for me. I don't know what heck time it is for you. Well, it's kind of morning for me. It's 11:30. I say morning because I just got out of bed and showered. It shouldn't. Hope this sounds okay. I'm in a different area of my house today. I'm in my kitchen, so it might echo a little bit more than usual, but I'm tired of sitting on my bedroom floor to record, which is what I usually do. I usually put my laptop on my bed, and I sit on the bedroom floor, and I record into the little microphone on my laptop, and my bedroom floor is cold. I don't want to do that. Anyway, today I'm going to be doing Kiara's Get Jiggy With It questionnaire, because questionnaires are fun, and they don't require me to read a script, and I can ramble on like the idiot I am. That'll be fun. Okay, one. What would be harder, confessing to someone that you love them or that you don't love them back? Probably the second one, because the first one I've done a lot. I've done it lots of times. My parents always hated that when I was little. Whenever I liked a boy, ever since I was like 8 years old. Whenever I liked a boy, I would tell them. That's just kind of what I did. Ever since I was little, I would be like, huh, I like them. And I want something to happen about that. I want to see if they like me back. I should tell them that. And then my parents would be like, no, that's not how things are done. The boy is supposed to say they like you or not. And that never made sense to me. I would be like, but what if they never do? What if they don't know? And then my mom would be like, well, then nothing happens. I would be like, that sounds shitty. Well, I didn't say that, because the first time she told me this, I was like 12 years old. But in my head, I'm like, that sounds shitty. Why don't I just do the thing? And then he'll know, and then he'll think about it, and then he'll tell me whether he likes me back or not. Mom, this doesn't make sense. And then my stepdad would join in. Like, that's not how ladies are supposed to do things. And that's just been a huge load of bull. Pleh. Two. What makes you bored? Like, really, really bored? History class. I hate history class. Math I kind of like, because math makes sense. Or at least it does up until you get to a certain point. And I like English class. I really hate history class. Like, sometimes there's interesting anecdotes, but for the most part it's just so dry to me. I don't know if this is going to offend anyone. I hope it doesn't, but I also get really bored during mass. Like, during services, I get super bored. Which, it's not just regular masses I'm talking about. But when I was in high school, my parents decided that we need to go to church more. But we didn't go to a regular church, no. We went to Vietnamese church. Which is great and all. Except for the fact that I don't speak Vietnamese. So it's just me sitting there for an hour, listening to the priest ramble on about God in a language I don't understand, in which the only word I understand is God. Literally. Yeah, that's it. And so, oh, that would be all so bad. Especially because I had to wake up for mass at 6:30 in the morning. So I would be just like fighting off sleep the entire time. But if you actually nod off during mass, nobody likes that. The old Vietnamese ladies do not like that. I can say that from experience. Old Vietnamese ladies are so scary, guys. Anyway. Three. What scares you the most and why? That's a really hard question, because any of you that know me know that I'm scared of pretty much everything. Like, everything. I'm scared of the dark. I get scared of my own shadow, depending on how scared I am at that time. I'm scared of being alone, mostly. I hate the idea of being alone for the rest of my life with no family, no friends, no romantic partner. And that scares me, thinking that I'm just gonna be this lonely cat lady for the rest of my life. So there's that. I'm also scared of the dark. I am deathly afraid of the dark. I'm also just scared of disappointing people in general. People. people. Generally, I'm scared of people.
Yeah, I think that sums me up as a whole.
Four, how big is your bed? I have a twin bed, I think. Is it a twin? I think it's a twin. Is it an extra long twin? I don't think it's an extra long twin. I think it's just a regular twin. And let me tell you, it's not big enough. It's not big enough for all my pillows and all my stuffies and for me. And every morning I wake up, there's like at least four pillows and stuffies on the floor. And it just feels so sad.
Five. Would you rather be stuck on a deserted island with a frozen Anna impersonator or a constipated clown?
That's so easy. The Anna impersonator. Because I ain't being stuck nowhere with a clown.
No. Also scared of clowns, if I mention that, but who's not? Okay, clowns are terrifying.
Six. With the exception of the computer, what can you hear?
My own voice, which is disconcerting, and I don't like it.
I think I hear the hum of the fridge from the kitchen across from me. And I could hear some airplanes earlier, but not anymore.
Seven. If you were in a serious long-distance relationship and you got to the point where you wanted to live together, which person would have to move?
That really depends on a lot of different factors, so that's kind of hard to answer. It depends, like, how long I've been with that person, but, of course, that's sort of implied that's a long enough time if I'm ready to move. Depends on lots of things, like, where do I live at that time? What point am I in my life? What point are they at in their life? Where do they live? Like, if I were in a long-distance relationship right now and ready to move right now, I would probably have an easier time with that than any other time because I'm about to graduate college, about to get my diploma. I don't have a solid job yet, so right now this would be a good transition time for me because I don't have a lot to lose here, except, of course, the one IRL friend that I have, and my family. So, yeah, I wouldn't like moving from here very much, because I like the support system I have here. I have my Aunt Cindy here, and right now I still live with her. It's kind of hard to, but then again, it's hard to imagine me even moving out of the house. Not just moving to another state or anything, just moving into my own apartment away from her. That's not a fun thought. I'm not going to think about that anymore. Also depended on where they lived. Like, if they lived in, like, a different country, I'm not sure I'd be okay with that, because that'd be a lot of trouble. And, I don't know, if they lived somewhere in the middle of nowhere, like Indiana or Ohio, I'd be like, all y'all have is corn. I don't think so. Also, in Indiana, there's the Colts, and I hate the Colts. Gross. If I had a partner that lived in, like, New York or New Orleans, that would be fun. I might move with them there. Well, I don't know. New York has a really high, what's the word? Expensive living? Is that the phrase I'm looking for? It costs a lot to live there. Cost of living might be the phrase I'm looking for. I don't know. I'm a mess. But hey, if he can afford to live there, then I can maybe afford to live with him. I don't know. And New York is great. All the great food places are in New York. And I don't know. I wonder how hard it would be to find a job in New York. I mean, New York is kind of like LA, where all the food places are there. But then again, all the people that want to work in all the food places are also there. So, competitive job market. Living in New Orleans would be nice. But then again, my family is in New Orleans, and I don't want to do that. So, you know, it's a maybe. But I'd probably definitely be open to the idea. I mean, it's living together with someone that I love. So, you definitely got to give up something. Anyway, 8. If you had to choose one, would you rather always wear earmuffs or a nose plug? Earmuffs, definitely. Nose plugs are just intensely uncomfortable. And then you can't smell. And then breathing is... Is it like a singular nose plug or nose plug? Okay, still. Don't want to wear one or two. Just bad.
And then earmuffs. I could wear really cute earmuffs. And nose plugs are not cute. Earmuffs can be cute.
And then I'll be warm. And I can be cute. Whatever. Can I get, like, earmuffs that are also headphones? That would be cool. I think they make those.
9. What time is bedtime?
Depends. I kind of have 2 different bedtimes. I'll go into my room and brush my teeth and change into my jammies the same time that the kids do at around 9:30. That's the time I just retire for the night. I don't actually go to bed till about 1:30. Maybe 12 or 12:30 if I'm like really tired or just relaxed or something, but yeah, I don't actually go to
10. Have you ever waxed any part of your body?
No, that sounds painful. I usually stay away from painful things. I'm just thinking about it now. It just sounds, Someone tried to wax my eyebrows once and I was like, if you love me, you will not do this to me.
11. Would you rather have an extra finger or a missing toe?
Missing toe, definitely. Because how am I going to, I'm never going to find gloves with an extra finger in them. I have to order them especially. And then rubber gloves. I use a lot of rubber gloves at work and in school. And that would be a problem. I need all the right 10 fingers.
12. Are you a bathtub or a shower person? Why is that your answer?
Shower, definitely. I hate baths so much. I never got the appeal. I tried one time when I was 12. I like sat in the bath and I had the bubbles and I even lit a candle and I had a book. And I was like, this is weird and I don't like this. I tried again when I was 18. Still didn't like it. I had one of those bath bombs and everything. And they're just, It's just sitting in the water, sitting in rapidly cooling water, by the way. And then you just kind of sit there and you're not really getting clean. So you kind of have to shower before or after anyway. And it just seems kind of like a waste of time. I don't know.
13. What feature do you like the most on your face and why? I don't like any of the features on my face, but if I answer that, at least 2 different people are going to hit me. So, not going to answer that.
I kind of like my lips. They're okay. Not my smile. No, I don't like my smile at all, but my lips are okay. They're a nice color. They're nice size, proportional to the rest of my face. They're kind of chapped. I'm supposed to take care of that, but I always end up losing my chapstick or putting it through the washer. Kind of like my eyes. Kind of. They're a nice color. They're a nice size, I guess. I actually don't like them that much. When I don't wear my glasses, my eyes look really small. I wear my glasses a lot, not just because I need them to see, but also because they make my eyes look bigger and they make my face look more normal. I don't know. That didn't make sense. Oh, someone's going to get mad at me for this answer. Oh, no.
14. Would you rather French kiss a fish or step on a Lego? Step on a Lego. I like fish. I like sushi. Don't like fish that way. 15. Can you close your eyes and raise your eyebrows?
Yes. Cannot everyone do that? I'm doing it right now, and I cannot everyone do that. I'm confused.
16. If you could choose one trait that you would want your next significant other to have or to do, what would it be and why?
There are so many traits. There are so, so many traits. I guess most of all, I would need them to be understanding or patient. They would need a lot of patience or understanding. Because I'm a lot to handle. Well, I'm not a lot to handle, but it's hard handling me. I know that. And I kind of want When I get married one day, I want to have a marriage like my Aunt Cindy and my Uncle Jay. I want, because my Uncle Jay is very much like me. My Uncle Jay is not very good at dealing with people. He much prefers being by himself or playing video games or being with his work. He's a chemist. And, well, pharmacist. Works a lot with chemistry. And like me, my uncle is on the autism spectrum. So we kind of think a different way. We don't think wrong or we don't think badly. We're not stupid. We're just different. We don't have as much common sense as a lot of other people do. And my Aunt Cindy, she knew that when she buried him. And she's always known that. And she's always dealt with that in a very patient, understanding way. She gets a little fed up with us sometimes. But for the most part, she's never been like my mom, where she made me feel stupid for not knowing how to do this thing that I did not know I was supposed to do because no one told me to or taught me how. She just understands that me and my Uncle Jay, we don't do things intuitively. It's just easier if someone tells us to. And I want my future significant other to be like that. Someone that is understanding and kind of willing to accommodate. If that makes sense, I don't know. 17. Would you rather fight Mike Tyson or talk like him for the rest of your life?
I don't know what Mike Tyson talks like. I don't think I do. So can I just like go into a fight with him and then surrender? Give up? Something? Does that count? I mean, I still went into the fight and then I just gave up right away. So I think that counts. That's a cop-out answer. I don't care. I don't want to fight anyone. I don't like fighting people.
18. Which form of public transport do you prefer?
I don't actually know, because when I was little, I wasn't really allowed to take public transportation a lot. I lived in New Orleans. My mom did not trust public transportation. So I only started taking it, like, when I got older. And even then, my mom didn't trust the bus system either. I like taking the streetcar, though. Streetcars are great. They're that nice green, and then they go up and down St. Charles Avenue, and the windows are always open, so it's really nice, and there's always filled with really nice people, and it goes up and down St. Charles, so I always like to wave at people and the tourists and the other people on the other streetcar. And it's just fun. Also, it only costs like $1.50 to go on. And then you can just go on as much as you want. And I would like to, when my friends were out and they were busy and I didn't feel like being in my room, I would like to just go up and down the streetcar and just watch the avenue go by.
What? Huh? 19. What do you typically have for breakfast? If you don't eat breakfast, why?
It kind of depends. During the summer, I don't eat a lot of breakfast because I'm in bed until noon. That's a bad habit. I need to fix it. During the school year, that's fixed usually. I'll usually get out of bed around 9, and I'll either not eat breakfast or typically I'll stop and get breakfast on my way to school. Usually I stop by Panera Bread and I get a bagel with cream cheese or one of those little breakfast souffles that I like. I'll usually treat myself to one of those things on my way to school if I have time to pick them up. And now I'm hungry. This is reminding me that it is 11:40 and I have not eaten. I should do that. I said I would do that after this recording, so.
20. Would you rather be a giant hamster or a tiny rhino?
I think being a tiny rhino sounds super cute. It's all the fun of a rhino and the horns and just, but while being tiny, that sounds amazing. How cute would I be? I mean, giant hamsters are cute, but they're giant and you can't, how giant are we talking about? Like, could I fit inside a human-sized hamster ball?
Hamsters are really fat. I think if I were like a giant hamster, I would not move anywhere. Oh, but I would be so fluffy. Do hamsters shed? Because that would suck. And how big is a giant hamster? Is a giant hamster like human size? Or is a giant hamster like dog size? Because that's giant to a hamster. So, I'm overthinking this. Tiny rhino anyway, because who doesn't love rhinos? Oh, wait, no. I was about to sing the Christmas song, but the Christmas song is about hippopotamuses. And I always got those confused when I was little for some reason. Anyway, that was the Getting Jiggy With It questionnaire by our lovely Kiara. And thank y'all for listening. Bye.